Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from McDowell to Salmon and they have McGraw trapped. The throw over to Horton, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Agee. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. Alvis moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. John Buzzard now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts towards third. Ken Worthy fields it, throws to second, with Hansen covering, for one, and over to first, with Buford covering, for the double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is one for one in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to second. Wayne Causey pinch hits for John Buzzard. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Causey tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from SQ and he is out, Salmon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim O'Toole now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demeter moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the mound. O'Toole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demeter scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Don McMahon now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw has Colavito trapped. There's the throw to McNairtney and over to Ken Worthy, who tags Colavito for the out. SQ moves to third. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. SQ scores. Brown moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Agee reaches second base with a double. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNairtney for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Marv Steele pinch hits for Don McMahon. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Steele moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell bunts and there's an error on the play. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. McDowell moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Demeter strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Don Demeter now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Barry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.